Welcome to Practical Rambling Father, Father Brian.
And this is Father Tay.
Today, tonight,
yes.
Tomorrow, yes. We got Our Lady of Guadalupe coming
yeah.
out on the 12th. So we're releasing this on the vigil of Our Lady of Guadalupe. So because Father Tay is obviously Hispanic, we're going to have him talk about Juan Diego and the story of Our Lady of Guadalupe.
To clarify, I just look Hispanic, but I'm not Hispanic.
But that's is so Hispanic.
But it's actually a really cool story because Our Lady of Guadalupe is the patron saint of all the Americas. And so she chose to appear. The actual feast is December 12th. But she chose to appear in Mexico to a poor, humble Aztec Indian in Juan Diego on December 9th of 1531. He was just recently converted to the Catholic faith. He was a very faithful guy. He walked to daily mass all the time. And one day, he was concerned about his uncle, who was very ill, and his uncle was about to die. So he's going to mass and kind of feeling down about all this. And so one day, Our Lady interrupts him as he's going up this hill to go to...
Interrupts him?
Interrupts his thoughts. And then he looks up and says, "Who is this lady?" So he got scared. He ran off. Didn't think much of it. Went to mass. Did his own thing. And then, but she kept appearing to him. And so he kept coming back and saying, "Okay, you need to tell me who you are and what is it that you want." And so then she tells Juan Diego, "Please go to tell the bishop that I want a church to be built upon this hill." Juan Diego was kind of reluctant because he's like, "Who am I and why should the bishop listen to me?" But he did out of obedience because he saw the good that Our Lady had done for him, like healing his uncle and just various different things that was happening in his life. So he goes off to the bishop and the bishop says, Who are you? Why should I listen to you?" And so the bishop says, "Don't waste my time. When the lady appears again, go and ask for a particular sign that I know that came from Our Lady." So, poor Juan Diego's been praying all day. Throughout this whole time, he's kind of freaking out because he doesn't know how the lady's going to respond to this. But on December 12th, Our Lady appears to Juan Diego again, and she says to him, "Look, Juan Diego, on this hill that you're seeing me, there's some of these beautiful Castilian roses. Why don't you gather them, put them in your tilma?" So you have to remember, Juan Diego was a very poor peasant, Aztec Indian guy. So they were considered like the lowest of the lowest. And during that time, the Spaniards had taken over Mexico. And so they think that they were kind of inferior, right? And so Juan Diego was dressed very poorly. So a tilma is similar to a poncho that kept you warm during those cold days. So he gathers up all the roses in his tilma. And he's holding it upwards so he's able to hold on to all the roses. He goes straight to the bishop, right? And this is where it gets interesting because, first of all, the word Castilian roses means Castile, right? So there's a region in Spain. Castilla de España. And so, but during that time, the ground was super hard. It was during winter. There's no way that this foreign flower was supposed to grow in this weird environment. But he did what he was supposed to. He walked straight up to the bishop, and the bishop's like, "Show me the sign." And so he unfolds his tilma. The roses fall to the ground. So not only was the bishop amazed that this is a flower native to Spain, was growing in Mexico, the other part was crazy was that Juan Diego did not realize that the bishop and all the priests in the room were kneeling down. He said, "Why are they kneeling to me?" And the bishop points at Juan Diego's clothes and says, "Look at your tilma, my son." And when he looks at his tilma, right before their eyes, there was the image of Our Lady pressed onto the cloth itself. And so the bishop believes now, and he says, "Okay, we will build the church at her request." What's even crazier is that the tilma, the cloth that Juan Diego had, is still intact after 470 years. The cloth has not faded at all. We don't have time to talk a lot about it, but look online. It's insane.
Of how, do another one in that one.
Yeah, it's really cool. The cloth is still there. It's in the Basilica of Lady Guadalupe. So if you have any chance to go see it. So you're able, it's still intact to this day.
Have you been there?
No, I would love to go. I have not been there. That's on my bucket list. And yeah, so
I'm going there in May.
Yeah, that's awesome. And so I want to explain to you a little bit quickly about the colors of Our Lady, because she doesn't appear what we usually expect when we think of Our Blessed Mother Mary. She often appears to the person and their native culture and with the native customs. So this picture, that's why Mary is of a darker complexion, because Juan Diego was an Aztec Indian, right? Number two, she's wearing a black ribbon above her belly, so it's to represent that she's carrying child, so she's very pregnant. And then the colors that she had on represents that she was a peasant girl of low class. But her mantle was this weird turquoise, very beautiful color, and there's gold and a constellation on it too. And so a lot of that symbol was to show that she was perhaps a queen, and underneath there's a black moon. And we all know through the pagan histories and legends that this woman has to be very powerful, because they revered the sun and the moon as the top god. So who's this lady that's standing on top of this moon, which we often hear about Mary standing on top of a snake, right? So that who's this powerful woman that even the moon is underneath her feet?
Did not know.
Yeah. So it's just beautiful. Just so really look into it. Oh, I forgot. The reason why it's turquoise and kind of a pinkish color, because when she appeared, the Aztecs were very difficult to convert. They were warrior people and race, and so they had their own religions. And so to have a woman come in dressed in their colors with the moon underneath her feet, that's a challenge, man. And so it's amazing of what Our Lady of Guadalupe has done. That's why you see a lot of churches where there's a lot of Spanish speakers. They have a huge devotion to Our Lady of Guadalupe, and she's known to work many miracles to itself. And so it's a beautiful feast day, and I ask that, she's often our patron saint of the Americas, especially for pro-life, right? Because in a very few apparitions do you see Mary appearing, carrying with child. And so that's why that her image has been a champion for pro-life causes. Yeah, so that's a little quick history of why we celebrate Our Lady of Guadalupe. We'll have another podcast to talk about why there's some Mary apparitions that are considered official, and some are a site of just reverence, right? Or acknowledge it. It's very tricky in that regard.
That would be fun.
Yeah, but that's another topic for another day. So we hope that on this day you'll say a Hail Mary whenever you are free, and just ask our Blessed Mother, especially Our Lady Guadalupe, to take care of the Americas, to take care of all the children, and strengthen all the Christian families during this time. So Our Lady Guadalupe, pray for us.
Pray for us. Great. Fantastico.
Nice.
There's my Spanish.
Perfect. 8 minutes. That's great.
We're still recording, bro.
Short and sweet.
Still recording.
Short and sweet.
Till next time. Stay holy, my friends.
Bye.